8:34 now at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. We welcome in Susie Landers, a look at what's going on in the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton. Hi, we missed you last week.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, I was in the beautiful city of Wakefield.
Oh, yes. Gosh. Everybody's winter vacation dream spot.
It was exciting for me. It was the first time I had a little drive in a long time. The roads were perfect going there and back, so wasn't so bad.
And did you stay at Wakefield? That is good, too.
Todd.
And we've got to get people going on the Uperluge.
We do. The Uperluge is coming. It's Valentine's Day, which some people are like, are you kidding? You're having it on Valentine's Day? I think it's a perfect day. You bring your honey sledding and then off to dinner. And then you're going to take the cold compresses because she's probably going to hurt her arm, you know, her back.
And the heck with dinner. I mean, you for losing is romantic enough.
It is.
You know.
And last year we actually had the little fire pit, you know, right on Main Street. So that's pretty romantic. Standing around a fire.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's for all ages this year.
So guys, let me tell you here, if you're looking to impress the lady, all you have to do is take her to the Uperluge and she'll be completely satisfied for Valentine's Day. And if you believe that.
No, listen, and you don't even have
I'll
to
make
build
you an offer on your pension.
You don't have to build a sled because we will actually have just the little round saucers and stuff that people can use to just to go down the
But we want you to build a sled.
Well, we do, but sometimes the adults don't, you know, they don't jump in and get excited about this. But the kids do.
Yes.
But yes, we welcome all ages when you're building, but when we if you don't want to build a sled, just come down because we will have toboggans that you can use throughout the evening when we have open sledding. And how wonderful would that take a little and you can bring marshmallows too. Well, I'm thinking you can. I'm sure the city won't mind. But you could bring
Isn't there a health code thing? You got to have hot foods and cold foods.
If you bring your own marshmallows and you roast them and only you eat them, I think that's going to be fine. So there you go.
Okay.
If you don't want to take her for dinner, just bring her for dessert.
There you go. There you go. A romantic flaming marshmallow dessert.
I got it all. So anyway, yes, we're really excited about the Uperluge. And again, there are rules. So don't get out there and getting crazy thinking that, you know, you're going to build like the best mousetrap, for example, because there are rules. I mean, you have to be careful. You can't use any metal or
Yeah, wood, metal, basically the hard stuff.
Yeah, so but
we
cardboard,
soft
plastic,
stuff.
Soft plastic, stuff like that.
Shower curtains, they make good
great.
Sliding surfaces, I'm told.
But you know, check on the internet. If you just type in, you know, cardboard sled races, you wouldn't believe all the unique things you'll see. So anyway, we're really excited about that. And like I said, that will be in the afternoon, the competition, but later in the evening, you'll be able to sled all evening.
And thanks again to the City of Houghton
crews
who spend all winter taking snow out of town. And then they bring it back
and
in
like,
for
we
us.
We got a great idea. Bring it back.
And then they have to scoop it up and take it back out again.
Right. But before the Uperluge, we have, of course, Winter Carnival coming.
Yes.
So again, this year, it was such a success last year. We are going to have chainsaw ice sculpting in downtown, right in front of Armando's restaurant. So Rich, you know, everyone knows Rich,
I have no idea how he does that.
We just call him the chainsaw guy.
Yeah. I have no idea how he does that.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. With that chunk of ice last year, we provided him with ice that I like to call Bubba ice. We're not doing that this year. Bubba made it. There was a few little issues, but hey, we're trying. So all of a sudden, we take this huge garbage can, dump it upside down with a nice chunk of ice slides right out, and Rich goes to cut it, and he gets his chainsaw going right down the middle, and water everywhere. So now we have these two little pieces, and Rich is like, no worries. He just changed the design, and all of a sudden, he made two owls sitting like on a tree stump. The detail was amazing, and he did that all day long.
Yeah.
So it's really, if you haven't, most people have seen him do his wood carving,
mm-hmm.
but it's just, I can't even explain it. You have to come down and see it. And
yeah.
Rich will be there all day, and he'll also have some of his wood carving pieces that he's made that you can purchase at the same time.
Yeah, and that'll be...
I
like to think of this as being far away yet, but it's actually a week from Saturday.
It's a week from Saturday, exactly.
Because Winter Carnival is next
week. Yes. Winter Carnival starts
next week. Yeah, Hakenpäivä is... Normally, there's a little bit more space between Hakenpäivä and Winter Carnival.
Oh.
And that's what it's got me kind of fooled on my scheduling this year, because we're Hakenpaiva is right at the latest that it can be. And then Winter Carnival is underway immediately afterward. Right. And I see all the progress they're making on the snow statues. It looks great. They've had good weather to
work
on the statues.
The weather has cooperated. And it looks, I'm not sure what the extent it is, but I think even if they can get this first, these next few days in with some quality weather, they will be a little ahead of themselves than they were last year. It was pretty tough last year.
Yeah, because it was so cold.
It was.
It is going to get colder, but not as cold as it was last year, I think, for at least not for that long, not for the whole week.
Right.
They're talking about single-digit highs Sunday and Monday, but Tuesday back at least into double digits. So.
Right. And I do know, and I can mention this, and maybe you might have mentioned on the radio or on the news this morning, but at the council meeting last night, the city council meeting, we are definitely going to try to, we're going to put that Upper Loop back. The Upper Loop will be going again during Winter Carnival, so that the ease of traffic.
Okay.
So with all the people coming in, so we just want to make it as friendly as possible. We don't want any issues. We want people to feel welcome and comfortable and know how to get around town. So that will be nice during Winter Carnival. I'm not sure exactly what day that's going to start, if it's going to be like at the official start of Winter Carnival, or it will be more just towards the weekend. I don't have all the details. You know, I'm just passing on half information.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
Okay.
You know me. But so we're going to be doing that. And I know that the city is all set to make sure all the snow is cleared out the best we can. Again, so it's very, walker friendly. Whoever's going to be walking around, you know what I mean? It'll be a good feel. And again, hoping for the best Winter Carnival ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And take some time and walk the campus and look at all of the work that's been done by the students. If all you've ever done is drive through campus, you've only seen a fraction of Winter Carnival. You need to park the car, you need to get out, you need to walk across campus, because there are dozens of statues on campus to take a look at.
One other little component that we have this year, thanks to Blue Key, they're partnering up with some of the downtown Houghton businesses, and what we'll be having is window displays of carnivals from the past.
Oh, neat.
Pictures. So I'm really excited about that. I have one in my office window that a lot of people stop by and look, because I think it's from like early 70s. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. If you're walking by my office window, which is next to the Douglas House, take a look at the picture. It's pretty interesting. But anyway, there's probably five or six businesses that have stepped up and they're providing their window space so that Blue Key can put a pictorial display.
Oh, I like that.
So that's
Do they
exciting.
Have more pictures if more businesses step
Definitely.
Up?
Definitely. I mean, we've put out a couple calls out. I mean, it's getting late now because it is a big project to get the pictures, mount them, and get them to the businesses. But if there is a business in downtown that would like to participate in this and they haven't heard about it, please call me and we will definitely get you in touch with the correct people. Because always more is always better, right?
That'll be a little good little walking tour in and of itself.
It will be. It will be. I think I'm really excited about that.
So, and of course, you kind of oversee business development for the entire city of Houghton.
Right, right.
If folks are interested in getting something started, how do they get in touch
with
you?
Not only just something started, we also are trying to reach out more to the businesses that are here in the city of Houghton for retention. If they have an issue, you know, let us come in. Let me try to provide some assistance to you, give you a little direction. That's sometimes, I'm more focused on retention, not necessarily always attracting new in, because you know, what we have is our base here, and that's what keeps us going.
Sure.
And also, if I have one more second, yep. We also are working on a business directory for the city of Houghton, and I know I've only touched a few of the businesses, so if you're listening to this, please call me or email me at the city, Susie@thecityofhoughton.com, and ask for the form to be included in the business directory that we hope to have done here by the end of winter that we can distribute everywhere.
Be there or be square.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, phone number?
Oh, phone number, 906-370-3110.
Susie Landers, always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Todd.
From the city of Houghton, here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.